All right, so we're diving deep today, folks, into something pretty interesting. Cozy escapes, we're calling it. But we're going way beyond just like the surface level of log cabins and, you know, those crackling fireplaces.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all love those images.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're really trying to figure out what makes these places, these cozy, often nature-filled settings, so powerful. Like, what's the psychology? What's the culture behind them?
It's a good question. There's definitely a lot to unpack there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I actually have some pretty fascinating stuff to work with today.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Yeah. So to kick us off, let's just admit it. Log cabins, cozy nooks in nature, they just have this appeal, right? That rustic charm, that sense of history. What is it about these places?
Well, I think on one hand, you've got the aesthetics, that classic cabin look. It just, you know, it speaks to people.
Yeah, it's timeless almost.
Exactly. But it's more than just how it looks.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's got to be something deeper.
Think about it this way. Go way back to our earliest ancestors. For them, shelter was everything. It was survival. A strong cabin built from those big logs, it offered that primal sense of security, protection from the elements, from wild animals, you know.
So you're saying that even today, those thick wooden walls, they still kind of whisper to us, like a promise of safety, of comfort.
Exactly. It's like built into us somehow.
Wow. Okay, and what about the way these cabins are built, the structure itself? Does that play a role too?
Oh, absolutely. You look at traditional log cabin construction, the way those logs interlock, the low ceilings, it creates this feeling of enclosure, almost like being held.
Like a hug from the building itself.
Yeah, a little bit. And a lot of people find that incredibly comforting on a subconscious level.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, earlier you talked about natural materials, like wood and stone. Can you expand on that a bit?
Sure, yeah. There's just something about those materials, right? That tactility, that rawness. They connect us back to the earth.
You know, you're right. It's like you can feel the history in them.
Exactly. And the sensory experience, too. The scent of cedar, the texture of a hand-hewn beam. These things can be incredibly grounding, you know? They evoke a sense of warmth, of peace, even.
It's amazing how these simple elements can have such a powerful impact. It reminds me, actually, our source material mentions a website, privatehotsprings.com. I'm curious, what's the link there?
Well, if you look at sites like that, you see this trend of showcasing natural settings, hot springs especially, as having therapeutic benefits. It's like we're realizing more and more how powerful nature can be for restoring and, you know, rejuvenating us.
Oh, for sure. I mean, who doesn't feel better after a day spent outdoors?
Right. It's like our bodies crave that connection.
So to recap, we've got this primal need for shelter, the grounding power of natural materials, and this yearning to be closer to nature. But there's also got to be a cultural side to this whole cozy escape thing, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just look at the concept of hygge, which comes from Denmark. It's more than just, you know, candles and cozy blankets. It's really about cultivating well-being through simple pleasures, mindful living, and close connections with people.
I love that. It's like slowing down and savoring the moment.
Exactly. Think about, like, gathering with friends by a fireplace or enjoying a warm drink on a rainy day, that kind of thing.
It sounds so inviting, so peaceful. But isn't it kind of ironic? Like, we live in this super connected, urbanized world, and yet we're drawn to these images of a simpler past. I mean, was life ever really that simple?
Maybe, maybe not. But I think what it really points to is a deeper longing that many of us feel. Our lives are so busy, so tech-driven. These cozy retreats, they offer a kind of counterbalance, a space to disconnect, to reconnect with ourselves, with nature, and find some peace.
So they're like a sanctuary, almost. A refuge from the constant digital buzz.
Exactly. They allow us to tap into a slower, more mindful way of being.
That's a really powerful thought. So for everyone listening, how can we bring a bit of that hygge, that log cabin spirit, into our own lives, even if we don't live in a cabin in the woods?
Well, there are lots of ways. Start small. Bring some natural elements into your home. Make time for things you enjoy, simple things. Or find those little pockets of nature in your city. Even just browsing a website like privatehotsprings.com, it might spark some ideas for your next getaway.
It's all about creating those spaces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether physically or mentally, where you can just unwind and find that sense of peace.
Exactly. Find what brings you joy and makes you feel connected.
Such a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Until next time, everyone.